Jess.
Kimmy? Jess?
This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy.
And Jess.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, you know, living the dream.
Living the dream.
Yes. Just living the dream. Just living the dream.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, good. Okay, so both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Cool.
I'm in my office here.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your home office.
And I'm staring at the pile of dirt that we distributed.
If you distributed it, wouldn't it no longer be in a pile?
I mean, it's kind of in a flatter pile in a different location.
Okay. So,
we were hoping that the guy could, like, dump it, like, go through the back of our property, like, through our neighbor's yard, and, like, just dump it where we wanted it, and then we just have to, like, rake it out.
Mm.
But apparently there's power lines and he couldn't tip his little dumpster thing up that high. And so instead I had to move my car and we had to dump it where my parking spot is. So now when I get out of my car, it's like muddy.
Oh, ick.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
And considering it's your office, I mean, there's nothing you can do.
I know, right? I have to walk through the mud. I got to get to my office.
I know. How
else would I record?
Exactly. You got to be able to access your home office at any time.
Yeah.
Is it raining over there?
Not currently at the moment, but it rained all day yesterday. And I think we got a small break today. And then it's going to start raining again tonight. It's like we're going to have like several days of rain.
Yeah. The rain. Yeah. I'm not kidding. The fucking rain. And it's like turns on and off. I swear to God.
Yeah.
So...
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm not going to complain about the rain. I normally would, but I'm not going to complain about it. And it's because our lake is so low right now that I just
know,
yes, we need rain. We need snow this winter. I'm not one to hope for snow because I don't like driving in it. And especially this far away from town to have to drive in it. But we need it. Our lakes are like... really low. It's not good.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on. Yeah, so the rain, it just turns on and off. It's really annoying, and you think that you're safe. You think the rain's, it stopped, we're safe for a little while. Never believe that. Don't believe the lies that the cumulus are telling you. These clouds are bitches. Because yesterday, as a prime example, we went and bought the kid a hamster, right?
Yeah.
And by the way, this fucker is fast as shit. It got away from me a couple of times yesterday when I was trying to put it inside of its little ball so she could roll around the downstairs on the hardwood floors, you know?
Yeah.
And Zepp and I both had to chase after her, and she couldn't get her traction on the hardwood floor, which was kind of cute because she kept sliding her little hamster body she'd start spinning out. She'd go into a full tailspin, which is really cute, and you know, we'd get her in the... So we got her in the ball, whatever, she's fine, but... when we went to go buy her, it was dry as a bone. Like, there was not even a mist. There was nothing. There's not a misting. There's no droplets, nothing. So we park far away thinking, we're so smart. We're going to get our steps in, you know. Park far away from the PetSmart, walk in just so we can get those extra steps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Make the juice worth the squeeze.
Right.
Hours on end and you're like, is there another one of those cloud rivers happening?
Right.
And right above the actual river I live next to. So it was just like, where does the sky end and the earth begin?
Yeah.
This is not normal.
No.
But here we are. Well, I mean, it's nothing crazy, just to say that I didn't know there could be a river of water up in the clouds. And
Yeah.
apparently there can be. It's called something. I don't know. Kitty, can you fact check what the Cloud River's called?
Yeah, Kit Paging Kitty.
Paging Kitty. She's actually going to come over at some point this weekend.
Nice.
No, I'm going to give her a ton of my yarn because I have no use for it because I'm never yarning.
Oh, she's still yarning.
I
She's
know.
sending me stuff. Try this. Like,
I know. I know. She makes the most incredible crafts with yarn. The only yarn I'm spinning are these, nonsensical tales that I'm telling on our podcast. That's the only yarn I'm
I
spinning.
have a blanket that's almost pr pretty much done that I made for somebody, and I can't say who it is because
It's surprise.
they're a listener. I'm pretty fairly certain they're a listener, but I just can't bring myself to finish it. Like, I don't like how it turned out. I want to start over.
Oh no, Jessica, don't do that, boo.
I just don't. I thought I would really like it, and I just, it's not, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, is it worth it to start all the way over? To you?
Mean, there'd just be this blanket that's unfinished in a bag for a long time, and then I'd have a new one to give. I don't
No,
know. It's
just
like one
finish
of
it.
those things where you're just not happy with the work, and so. And but you, because I've had other people, I think you saw it too and said you would have it, but it's like other people see it and they're like, well, I'll take it. And it's like, but I didn't have you in mind when I was making it. When you have somebody in mind, you don't want to like switch it to somebody else, you know?
Is it, was it the one that you had that you were putting the squares together? See, that's the problem. If it were like one continuous thing, you could just unravel and use the yarn for something else, but you can't do that when you're doing squares.
No, that would be a big old mess.
Yeah, that's mess on mess. You don't want to do that. Just finish it, and if you don't like the way it turns out, you can donate it. I mean, look.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's plenty of people out here with no blankets, is all I'm saying.
Yeah. It's just,
So.
yarn is expensive these days, and it's like you put all that time in. I really did put a lot of time into it. It just
I
isn't
know.
quite what I want it to be.
I know yarn is expensive, and I feel you on that, but I guess the only thing I can really say is that if you don't like the way it's turning out, but it's just going to sit in a bag anyway. But turn it into a baby blanket or something. I don't
Yeah,
know.
something.
Just yeah, make it this is now a scarf. And then, disassemble some of those fucking squares, turn her into a scarf, donate that to charity and move on with your life.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm spitballing here, but you don't want those you don't want it to go to waste and sit in a bag forever.
Yeah.
Either. I've had because I've done it to myself.
Yeah.
I'll start something and I promise myself I'm going to finish it, and then it sits in a tote for like 5 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, remember that shit that I was going to do with that? And then I just never finished it. Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah.
So it took me
Yeah.
like t 2 or 3 years to finish a blanket for my mother-in-law that should have only taken me like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
I
mean,
know.
just don't.
I have a couple projects going and they're not finished. And I'm just like, well, I don't really have time right this minute.
Yeah. I don't know, girl. You just got to do what's right for you.
Yeah.
It's like Cardi B says, don't do that to yourself. It's bad for your health. Don't fuck up your flow.
Okay.
You just have to trust Cardi B and the process. That's
Yeah.
all.
Yeah, Cardi B and the process.
Yeah, both trust both things.
Okay.
But specifically Cardi B, just like really trust Cardi B.
Yeah.
She won't lead you astray. She's really great. You'll be fine. You'll figure it out. So yeah, it was we got the hamster is the whole thing. We got the hamster. We have a hamster, and we surprised Ezra after school once, Zeb picked me up from the Sky River that was falling. We surprised him. We picked him up from school, and I hid in the back seat. And Zeb went in and got him. And he opened the door, and he goes, "Mommy, you're here." And I said, "Yeah, Ezra, I'm here to ride home with you, and we have a special surprise for you." So I open the box and I show him the hamster, and he immediately loses his mind. And I was like, "What are you going to name her?" And I told Zeb in the car, I was like, "Her name is going to be Mario for sure." And he goes, "Oh, I get to pick her name?" And I said, "Yes, you get to pick her name." And he goes, "Sunny, Sunny, who likes to live in a very small place that is a cage, Seamers."
Oh, okay. Well,
That's her full name.
so you've shortened it to just Sunny, or?
Yeah, we call her Sunny. And then I call her Sunny Sunshine Seamers, and Ezra likes that, but he wanted me to acknowledge very specifically that that is not her real full name, and that when I call her Sunny Sunshine Seamers, that it is a variation of her name. He used the term, it's a name that's not her name, but you can use it, mommy, but it's a name that's not her real full name. So that's where we are with that. But then he's so excited. He's looking in this cardboard box. He's like freaking out. He's named Sunny, Sunny, who likes to live in a small house that is a cage, Seamers. He's freaking out. And then he looks up at me and he goes, "Even though you got me a pet, are you and you gave it to me, are you still going to take me to get my Slurpee though now?" Because I'd promised him on like Monday that I was going to take him for Slurpees if he was good on Friday.
So
And he was,
kid for a Slurpee.
I know he was so worried that because he got a hamster, I was no longer going to make good on the Slurpee promise. I was like, "Ezra, we're going to go get that Slurpee." And then Zeb had to go in with him to get the Slurpee because right on top of the box, when you get any kind of, rodent, lizard, any type of small animal from PetSmart, they give you this cardboard box and it says right on top, don't leave your animal in the car in this box. Like, don't, you can't leave the box with the animal inside unattended. So I stay in the car with Sunny Sunny the hamster. I'm just gonna call her Sunny. And they go inside to get me a Coke Slurpee, and of course, to get themselves things. First of all, the Coke is out as it is 50% of the time.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know, because the universe is against me and my happiness. I don't know. So Zeb sends me a picture of all the available flavors, and I select pineapple whip. Okay. Second of all, the new 7-Eleven has been opened by our house for like the last 2 to 3 months. It's been open, and every single time I go there, they do not have Funyuns.
What?
No Funyuns to be had, Jessica.
This is not a 7-Eleven.
I know they have fire Funyuns.
They need to change their name.
To unavailability problematic. No Coke Slurpee, no favorite snack. The universe is against me. I'm drinking a pineapple whip Slurpee, is not what I wanted. I'm holding a hamster in my lap with the longest name the universe has ever known, and I have no goddamn Funyuns. Tell me what life is about.
Life is rough for you.
I mean, it could be worse, but Jessica could be a little better. The way I'm talking about this fucking Coke Slurpee, you would have thought I asked for diamonds and got pearls or something, but no. All I'm asking for is a Coke Slurpee. Coke Slurpee are a girl's best friend.
You know, what's funny is I've never been a huge fan of the Coke Slurpee, but every once in a while, when we lived in town, I would want a Coke. But I, think it tastes better out of a fountain than it does out of a can or a
It
bottle.
does. It definitely does.
So I would go to 7-Eleven and get like the smallest fountain Coke there was, and
You're a
that would
better woman than me because I'm like, where's the biggest cup I can find?
I can't do all, I don't drink sugar. I can't drink calories like that. I don't know why.
I'm sorry, not today, Satan. That's you looking at the large cup. Not today, the devil.
Yeah. If I go one size up from the smaller one, I'm like, whoa,
That is too much.
I'm getting crazy today.
Yeah. Really living it up with this schmedium over here.
How I live my life, Kimmy. Right on the
Yeah, on the edge of small and medium sodas. That's funny. Another thing, and this is just, something that happened this week I thought I'd tell you about, as we, because we talked about it a little bit last week. As we know, I boiled a roasted chicken down so that I could make a bone broth. And, it was delicious. The bone broth base was great, and I turned it into chicken and dumpling soup. It was thick, just like it should be. It had lots of chicken, it had lots of veggies. The dumplings were perfect. Now, as you and I have discussed, Zeb is, quote, not a soup person, which, if he weren't him, immediate distrust. I mean, immediate. Not a soup person, not a soup person. Who doesn't want a hearty soup or stew?
I know one of them.
Zeb.
Then I know two of them.
Okay. Like other than people I love, immediate distrust. Because I'm thinking to myself, this is suspect. A warm meal that you can dunk bread into. A warm meal that likely already consists of carbs that you can dunk more carbs into. And you don't want that? That's some shit.
I
That is some
agree.
straight up wacko. So anyway, but I'm married to him, so of course I trust him. Maybe that's gonna, who knows? Maybe that turns out poorly for me. But it turns out, so is the kid. He takes a bite, he goes, oh, I was not expecting that to be so disgusting, Mom. This is the mo I put my heart and soul into this bone broth, and it is a delicious soup. I'm not fucking with anybody right now. I am not the best cook, but I made the most fucking delicious chicken and dumplings.
I believe
So good.
when you simmer something like that for so long,
Yes.
a homemade broth, it's always good.
It
Like it's
was,
really hard to mess that up.
yeah. And it's so delicious. I still have like a huge Tupperware thing of it that I'm gonna have to eat by myself, obviously, because these two idiots.
Oh man.
I know. I'm just, and Zeb's like, what is a bone broth? Like, I don't understand how you think that you made bone broth. And I was like, Zebulon, it is from the fat and from the marrow of the chicken that we, the roast chicken. And then I boiled the bones. He's like, that just, all this is bone water. And I'm like, oh my God, I love you. And he was like, I know you love me. And I was like, no, I was reminding myself. I'm telling myself, reminding myself. It's got all the veggies. It's got a shit ton of chicken in it. Because also when I roast the chicken, they don't want to eat the roast chicken, Jessica.
Do they like gravy and potatoes?
Zeb does. We kind of can't get the kid to eat stuff like that yet.
So, because another thing you could do is you could have boiled all that and still put the veggies in it, because we do for leftovers for Thanksgiving. You still put the carrots and the celery and the onions and stuff in it, but then You turn it into a gravy and put it over potatoes. And so you
That
still,
sounds delicious.
yeah, you still have all the veggies and the meat in it, but it's like a gravy over mashed potatoes.
Well, that's clearly what I'm going to have to do moving forward because these two fools
Yeah.
wouldn't know something delicious if it hit them in the face.
Yeah, so just take
And
the
it literally did
dough.
because that the every time a dumpling would drop back into their bowl, it would splash up into their. Well, I mean, Zeb was the only one eating it. Me, Zeb and I ate it. Zeb was like, "Eh, it's soup." And I was like, "Fuck you, it's soup." And our tiny little Ezra was like, can you make me a bologna sandwich, please? Thanks. I was like, I just got beat out by Bologna. You're kidding. Apparently, mom doesn't have shit on Oscar Mayer.
Yeah.
So here we go, rodeo. Let me make you a bologna sandwich, then I'll sit down. My soup's cold now. Thanks. Ugh. The peasantry of it all. And again, the universe is against me. So,
Yeah,
and
that's
apparently also my immediate family. Whatever. I mean, that's the only thing my mom really taught me to do is to take, if you ever you have like a big, chicken, turkey, if you have ham, is to take it and roast it down so that you can get yourself a great bone broth to start with. And you can use that as a base for a broth soup, or you can turn it into a roux for like a creamy soup, and you
Well,
get yourself something delicious.
with ham, my mom will even buy the ham hock things,
Yeah,
and then because the ham that she usually buys doesn't have the bone in it anymore. And so she'll buy those and the next day boil that down. Their ham and navy bean soup.
Yep.
Or my dad and I really like the 15 bean soup. Have you ever had that?
No, my mom made the navy bean and she made the split pea.
Yeah, I make split pea. My mom doesn't make that, but I make that because I remember how good your mom's was.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, I always make that and think of her.
Yeah. I always eat it when you make it and think of her.
Well, there, if you go to, I believe Fred Meyer has it. There's a couple places that have it and a couple places that don't. I think Wenco also has it. But they have the 15 bean soup and it's like in the dried bean lentil area. And it comes with like a seasoning packet inside. And I think you have to soak them overnight or something, and then, add it to your broth that you've made, and then put the packet in, and it's so good.
Well, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, you should try
I
it.
will, yeah, I will definitely look that up.
Will Zeb eat a bean soup?
No.
No.
Well, no, here's the thing. He'll eat it. I'll be like, so how do you like it? And he'll just say, it's
It's fine.
soup.
Yeah, it's fine. It's soup.
It's good.
He wouldn't say it's good. He'd
He just say it's soup. I'm like, that's an observation, not an opinion. Can you give me more? He's like, it's soup. I don't know. It's
you
soup.
want from me?
Yeah. What are you looking to accomplish with this question? Because that's my husband. So I thought that we could play a this or that.
Okay.
And I have a fun one for you.
Oh,
Are you ready?
I'm ready. This or that.
This or that. Would you do part of your world or under the sea?
Under the sea.
Oh, really? You
Yeah.
had no hesitation at all.
I love that song. It's
I
called
love that song too. I
Under
know.
the Sea.
Life is better down where it's wetter. Take it from me.
Dun.
That's mine too. I do like part of your world.
Yeah.
And I constantly joke around at work and turn it into, I want to be where the people aren't.
Right.
Okay, this is Beauty and the Beast. I know, girl. I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
Be Our Guest, or the title track, Beauty and the Beast.
I'll say be our guest. I like how fun it is.
Yes, me too. The
Yeah.
other one is romantic and sweet, and it's very like indicative of the storyline, but Be Our Guest is the best. I love try the gray stuff. It's delicious. Don't believe us? Ask the dishes.
Very clever.
I know. Okay, this is The Nightmare Before Christmas. It's the Disney Tim Burton collab.
Yeah.
You know it. I love it. I don't know how you feel about it. How do you feel about it, by the way? Because that could really be telling.
Yeah, I'm not much of a
Oh, shh, just stop talking.
Okay.
Do you prefer This Is Halloween that they sing up at top or Mr. Oogie Boogie's song?
Say this is Halloween. This
Yeah.
is Halloween. This is Halloween. Yeah.
Halloween, Halloween. Yeah, okay. I
Yeah.
like that one too. That's me too. Mr. Oogie Boogie's is funny though.
Yeah.
It's very good. I like that one. I'm sad that you're not a fan. We're moving on because I
Okay.
don't want to keep, I don't want to dwell on the pain for too long.
Yeah.
I think Tim Burton is a weird genius. And I
Yeah.
think that he would appreciate me using those descriptive terms.
I think so too.
Okay. The Lion King. I know. Wait, because it gets worse. First of all, just for background, everyone, you need to know that we loved this movie. And moreover, because this is the really important part, Jonathan Taylor Thomas was the main character, and we were both in love with Jonathan Taylor Thomas in the 90s.
JTT.
JTT! Okay. I Just Can't Wait to Be King or Hakuna Matata.
Matata.
Jess.
Sorry.
It's okay. Mine
What a
is
wonderful phrase.
it ain't no passing phase
It means no worries.
for the rest of your days. It's
It's
all problem free. Philosophy. Okay,
Matata.
I Just Can't Wait to Be King is mine.
Okay.
I love that song.
Again, I could sing that whole entire
I
movie.
know the whole soundtrack. Same. Same, same. Okay. A Goofy Movie.
Oh
This
man.
is a triple decker. Okay, so remember after today, it's the first song. They come out swinging with that one. Or the headlining act, Stand Out. It comes on at the end of the movie. And he's telling the girl he loves her, and he's on stage at the concert.
Yeah.
Asked Zeb, he said after today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did. He said Standout wasn't that big of a that part of the movie wasn't that big of a deal to him.
No, I think I like the standout one.
I like Standout too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because it's hip hoppy, poppy-ish, but I like Stand Out. Okay, now this is where the triple decker comes into play.
Okay.
Stand Out or Nobody Else But You when he and Goot when Max and Goofy get stuck on the raft together and they realize they'd rather spend no time with no one else but each other.
Yeah, that's cute.
I know. It's hard, right? Because Standout is so good. But
Yeah,
then when he's singing with his dad.
I know, I know. After he was just all mad at his dad too.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll still say stand out.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. I'm gonna go with nobody else but you, just because I really like that scene. It's like one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the last one, and it's a pretty easy decision unless you're an insane person. Okay, you
Oh,
ready?
I feel like somebody's gonna call me insane, but okay, go ahead.
Hocus pocus.
Oh.
I put a spell on you, or you're a holiday-hating, dead-inside asshole.
Put a spell on you. Yeah, I like that.
Right.
I
So
love that.
clearly the first. I mean, come on.
In fact,
Yeah.
I haven't watched that yet.
Oh my gosh, Jessica, I've already watched it like four times. As soon as I swear, as soon as August, the last day of August ends, I start marathoning
No, I love that movie. I haven't
love
watched
it too.
though.
Okay, Jess, clearly we need to fix that. You need to get on it and watch it.
I know.
Okay, so that was This or That with Kimmy and Jess.
I like that.
I like this.
This or that.
Oh. Now I'd like to move on to a segment called Useless Facts.
Okay.
This is something we've done before. The previous time, for those of you who don't know, was our discussion about the sloth.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Today, I would like to talk to you because today is the home opener for the Seattle Kraken, which is, in case anyone doesn't know, is our NHL team, Seattle Kraken. And I want to tell you a little bit about what sets them apart from other major league sports teams. So the first thing I'd like to note up top is that I got most of my information from Evan Bush at NBC. He is a science reporter for NBC, and this is an article from today. And I believe that the article is from today because the home opener for the Kraken will be hosted in Seattle today against the Vancouver Canucks. We're probably going to get our ass handed to us because the Canucks don't fuck around. Also, I'm Canadian, so maybe I'm biased. I don't know.
Yeah.
So thank you, Evan Bush, for this wonderfully informative article. So I don't know if you know this, but they basically reconfigured the roof for the Key Arena for what is called the Climate Pledge Arena.
Okay.
That's literally the name of this arena. Now, I'd like to start out by saying that the reason it is called the Climate Pledge Arena is because they partnered with Amazon, and then Amazon bought the naming rights so that it could promote its pledge to be net zero carbon emissions by 2040. And the reason that Amazon is doing this, despite what Jeff Bezos says, is because Amazon currently accounts for two-thirds of Washington state greenhouse emissions. Two-thirds. I want you guys to really think about that. Now, am I guilty of using Amazon every day? Pretty much, absolutely, yeah. I totally am. Does Bezos have more of my money than I do? Yeah, probably. He even admitted it when he was at that press conference for the rocket. He was like, "Thanks, Amazon users, because without you, I wouldn't be riding a dick into space." I guess you're welcome, Jeff Bezos. So this is really interesting. First of all, they wanted to be zero fossil fuels, which they have already achieved. All of their Zambonis are electric. They only use Zambonis that use electricity. Most Zambonis use fossil fuels that we know, like gasoline. Okay. So that's already an incredible feat. The second thing they do is they collect rainwater from roof runoff, they filter it, and then they freeze it to make the ice. That is pretty great, right? I think that's dope. Now, another thing they have going on is that all of the cutlery for the food is made out of bamboo. And their goal is to be zero plastic by 2024. And they also want to achieve no waste by 2024. So no trash cans. Their goal is to have only compost or recycle.
Wow.
Right? I think it's incredible. Now, another thing that's going on inside of the arena at the West Concourse is called a live wall. It has 8,500 individual plants of 24 species, and they are planted in recycled plastic.
Wow.
I know, it's amazing. So, like I said, they used the Key Arena. I think this is where it's located. It wasn't totally clear. It said that it was the grounds of the Washington State Pavilion, but if memory serves, that was Key, like it is was Key Arena, okay? But I know for a fact that they used the roof of the Key Arena and repurposed it for the Climate Pledge Arena. The roof was made, so they reused this roof. It was made for the 1962 World's Fair, and it housed the Key Arena for years. It housed our NBA team, the Seattle Supersonics, which we miss. They moved to Oklahoma. I want the Sonics back. I would not mind having the Sonics back in Seattle. I loved having an NBA team. Great, amazing. It also was where the our WNBA team played, the Seattle Reign. Oh, important stuff. But anyway, this roof that was made for the 1962 World's Fair weighs 41 million pounds.
Whoa.
41 million pounds. And the square footage of the new arena, 740,000 square feet. Big,
That's
right?
huge.
I know. Ginormous. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it makes me start looking up at my roof and wondering about
I know, right?
I mean,
Like,
I wonder
how
how
much
many of
could
mine
it?
take to fill that.
Oh my gosh, we could put so many of your tiny homes inside of this arena. It cost $1.5 billion to create, a number that they are not even trying to hide because they say that spending this money to create something that will eventually be zero waste is so important to them that they don't even care if people know how much it costs them to create it. And the Key Arena, when it was operating, had the most greenhouse emissions of any other building in Seattle. Because it was like an older building, and the maintenance of it just created a ton of greenhouse emissions. More than, think of that. The Columbia Tower is gigantic. Other huge arenas, we've got Safeco Field and Quest Field, or I guess Safeco is now T-Mobile, whatever conglomerate owns our baseball field and our football field at present, right? Quest is the Clink, I think, CenturyLink Field. But we've got those two arenas. We've got the Columbia Tower, which is gigantic. We've got the Space Needle, and somehow Key Arena was the thing that was putting out the most greenhouse emissions before it was torn down and the roof was reused to make this Climate Pledge Arena. I think that that's kind of fascinating that that was the building that was causing the most greenhouse emissions. And we have all this other,
I
I
agree.
mean,
That's.
yeah. I'm still here. I'm just trying to give you time to talk.
Oh. Well, I don't have the facts. I wasn't prepared for this.
Know. Well, I'm just trying to give you just some information about the Kraken and the arena.
Yeah, no,
No.
it's cool.
I think it's pretty cool. So this is really interesting, Jessica. One Kraken ticket also includes one bus ticket. So every Kraken ticket that you buy includes a bus pass
So
so
that
that
not driving to the
exactly, because they want to reduce the carbon emissions and they want to make sure that they're including like the idea of people getting to the stadium as part of like the carbon emissions, like, okay, how can we go even further and reduce the carbon emissions that we're putting out? Okay, well, we can give everyone a bus pass. And so, you know, they say the bus pass will reduce carbon emissions. And then I wrote, plus, it'll prevent Uber fare hikes and DUIs.
That's true.
Mean, listen, that's great. So Rob Johnson is the VP for sustainability and transport, and he called it a moral imperative that building this way was a moral imperative. And he also said that there was going to be a full accounting of their carbon imprint. And they said that they, he says that we hope that's going to show cynics we really mean it. So I guess we'll see. But isn't that interesting? I find this whole thing very fascinating.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that actually.
I didn't either. I mean, I knew they were building a arena.
Mean, to be clear, I'm not much of a hockey fan.
I mean, to be clear, I should be, but also not. I'm sorry, Dad. This is the one time on the podcast my dad is looking down from shame, with shame from. It's usually my mom. Sorry, Mom. But now, my Canadian roots. I know. I'm really excited about this because I think it's gonna just be another. Like when EMP opened up, I don't know, there's probably not a ton of people who are aware, but from above, when you're looking down at EMP, it's in the shape of a guitar. And it's a really cool building. But I said to Zeb when I was reading about this today, I never stopped to think about how much money it cost, if they were reusing any like, you know, special materials that already existed in Seattle. I never stopped to think about the emissions that a building like that puts out into the environment. Like, these are things we don't think about that we clearly need to be thinking about more often. And so, the only part about the Climate Pledge arena that kind of rubs me the wrong way is the Bezos factor. But it seems to me like he's hearing people, and Amazon together is hearing like the, you know, environmental activists and their employees. And I just think that this 2040 number that they've got going on to be like net zero carbon by 2040, I'd like to see that come down a little bit, because that's still like 2 decades from now, and I think that they can do better with all their dick rocket money. They can just, you know, I mean, it stop trying to go to space and like worry about what's happening here. I don't know. I just feel like Jeff Bezos is worth so much motherfucking money because he started an online bookstore that he just really has a responsibility to do more. I don't know. And you know, there are going to be people who say that he earned it or whatever, which is true. He did earn it, and he had an idea that really at the time no one else was thinking of, and it kind of took off from there. And now you can buy everything from like a toilet seat to a book to a movie to a pair of tweezers on Amazon. But you know, he's doing this with the Climate Pledge Arena. Seems interesting enough. Seems like he's trying to do the right thing. Seems like Amazon is trying to do the right thing. But are they doing the right thing because it's the right thing, or are they doing the right thing because they're feeling pressured to do the right thing?
I don't know that we'll know that.
I don't think we'll ever know that, but either way, it's getting done. So that's good, right? I mean, I don't really know, but I'm going to go ahead and say yeah.
We'll see if people follow suit. It's really interesting. I honestly didn't know any of that.
I know, neither did I. When I started reading this article today, I was like, oh, where is that? And then I was like, oh, he's talking about the Kraken Arena. Because I mean, we literally just call our arenas, because again, they change names so often. I just say the Seahawks Field,
Right.
or I say Mariners Field, because they change names so frequently now. Before, everybody just played at the Kingdome or the Key Arena. Those were the two that we had, and everyone either played at one of those.
Right.
Now the fields get a new corporate daddy, and they change names like, you know, I change hairstyles essentially. Like every 2 years, how I think getting bangs is a great idea and it just never is.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
I'm just
Like, stop
throwing
telling yourself that your forehead is big because it's not, and just don't get bangs.
or that you're gonna hide your wrinkles and look younger.
Because, yeah, no. Because
Because
then it goes the other way and you look like a little child.
yeah, your cowlick's never gonna change the way that it is, and it'll just not lay right, and you're gonna hate them. And people say, oh, you just got to train it. Train your hair. No, my hair does not train. It does whatever it wants.
Preach, sister. Sing the song of your life.
If whoever is listening that needs to hear this, do not cut your bangs.
You don't need bangs, girl.
No.
Or guy, whoever you are. You don't need them.
Don't do it. Don't.
Yeah. To our guys, our gals, our non-binary pals, you don't need bangs.
Nobody needs bangs.
You
Don't.
Nobody needs bangs. We love you just the way you are. You don't need bangs.
And if
You
you
look great.
have bangs and they work for you, well then good for you.
Good for you. Good for fucking you. Braggity brag on the bangity bangs.
Exactly.
And you know, in the UK they call it fringe.
Yeah.
They call it fringe. And I always thought that was like a cuter way to say it. Fringe.
Yeah.
But you have to do it with a little accent, like, oh, then I thought maybe I would get fringe, you know? From my face. Get a
Don't.
little fringe. Don't.
No matter how cute it sounds, don't do
Even in British, the fringe isn't worth it. Even in British, even in British. I'm a bad person. Anyway, so that's it for the useless fact,
Well,
the Climate Pledge Arena.
yeah, thank you. That's very
Check it out. Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Yeah, no one thank me. Everyone go read the article and thank Evan Bush at NBC.
I will.
Science reporter, Evan Bush. Okay. So you sent me a funny TikTok, and I just wanted to quote the beginning of it. This is from Andrewski. The E in Andrew is actually a three. So it's Andrew three W ski. Sky. In the beginning, he says, if I ever start off a story with, so there I was, minding my own business. No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
The TikTok goes on, there's more involved, but that immediately hit me just right.
Right?
Yes.
Like, God, he's right. I'm never minding my own business.
No. Because in the first place, if your story starts off with, so there I was, minding my own business, and then something happens, clearly you did not walk away from that drama.
Yeah.
Whatever it was, whatever you heard, whatever you overheard, whatever you saw, you could have looked away, you could have put your headphones on, you could have walked away, you could have done anything other than get involved in whatever mess came your way.
Yeah.
There I was minding my own business. Nope, I've never minded my own business in my whole damn life.
Yeah, no, you weren't.
You were not. You absolutely were not.
Especially if you're at somewhere like a mall or something. There I was minding my own business at the mall. No, you weren't.
You were already in the number one drama causer of all time.
Yes.
You were right next to the Spencers just before you hit the food court. I know where you were. And you know that's where the drama goes down. That bathroom is the number one place girls go to take pregnancy tests after bad decisions. Mistakes were made. And then they either very sadly or very excitedly drink an orange Julius and plan their next steps. I'm just saying. But there has never, ever been a time where you were minding your own business right outside that. No. No, sir, no, ma'am. No. No non-gender identification. No, you were not. No, you absolutely were not. And I know because I am you. So thanks to Andrewski for posting that because it was 100% true.
Yeah,
That is absolutely true.
as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, but did you send me the one? I think it was you that sent me the one about the sleeping in your 20s.
Yes.
Okay, because I sent that to other people after I watched it. Like, this is so true.
It's so funny, right?
Yes, I totally felt that one.
Yeah, I know. That one, it immediately got me. So she's doing a voice dub, which if anyone watches TikTok, you know that there are sounds that you can reuse. And this was a comedian doing a stand-up, and it was like, in my 20s, I could sleep anywhere. You give me an old t-shirt and a couch, I'll get a full 8 hours.
Yeah.
You give me a hardwood floor and a damp towel as a blanket, I'm at least packing five or six.
Yeah.
In my 30s, queen, king, or nothing. If you offer me a couch, we are no longer friends.
Exactly.
It reminded me, the reason I sent it to you was because before I got a queen bed in my guest room at the new house,
Yeah.
I put you in the guest room at my old house, which had a full, and you had to share it with your mom. And you were like, what kind of bed is this? And I was like, Jessica, it's a double. It's like a full. And you were like, this is the bed for peasants. Me and my mom cannot share this bed. I was like, really? It's not comfortable. It's a brand new mattress. And you were like, the mattress is not the problem. It is the size, madam.
Was sleeping in there by myself, it'd be just fine.
Yeah, even then, like Annika, who is, she's a little bit shorter than you and I, she said that she thought that that was a queen. And so she was always thinking to herself, like, oh, when Caleb and I get married, we're definitely going to need to have a king because even just me sleeping on this queen, it's so small.
Yeah.
And she would be in there by herself just thinking, like, this bed is so small. When we get married, will we ever sleep on a queen? And then they got a queen from someone that still had the plastic on it off of Craigslist or whatever. And she was like, here we go. Now that we're married, we're going to move this queen in and it's going to be tiny. And she realized that that bed was not a queen because her and her husband fit on their queen just fine. And so she came home and asked me, after they got married, she showed up at the house and she goes, "What bed is that? The bed in my room, your guest bed." And I said, "Oh, it's a double." And she goes, "What is a double?"
It's a full.
And I know. I was like, "It's a full. It's a double. It's like somewhere between a twin and a queen." And she was like, "It's trickeration is what it is." Straight up, I thought for the longest time I was sleeping on a queen and I was just taking up so much room. Like I gave her a complex by like not explaining to her the sizes of mattresses, I guess. I don't know. My
What's
5-year-old sleeps on it now and to him it's gigantic, but if one of us goes to lay down with him, I'm like, this is uncomfortable. I don't even like this.
Yeah, he had me come and take. I know nobody can see me. I'm doing air quotes, but he had me come and take a nap in his bed,
Right.
consists of, are your eyes closed? Okay. I'm gonna set the timer for this. Are your eyes closed? It's not time to wake up yet. That's my nap that I took in his bed. And laying there, I thought the same thing, like, this bed is way too small for me to be taking a nap in.
No, like you can't, I can't even fall asleep. I've fallen asleep in there if I'm really tired and he's just like begging for one of us to go sleep with him. And again, not to just like harp on this too much, but I always will bite the bullet and be the one to go fall asleep with him because Zeb cannot, he cannot not sleep well. If he doesn't sleep well, the whole house is having a bad day. He just can't, he needs rest. And I understand that we all need rest, but he's one of these people who can't be happy unless rest has been had. And I thought it was just an isolated thing. Like I thought it was just Zebulon until Annika lived with us for a little while. And then I was like, maybe it's a familial thing. Maybe they all just can't have joy. Because Annika is also, she needs to get a ton of rest. She likes her rest, and that's good because resting is super important for every person. But there's also, if she doesn't get enough of it, or if she wakes up too early, there is no joy until some more rest is attained. So, I always thought that it was an isolated incident with Zebulon, but no, it's not. It definitely has. There's a far reach to it than I thought. A much more far reach. There's a whole familial history behind the necessity of sleep.
Well, what I thought was funny was after I made that statement to you about the foal, the next time I came to stay with you was only a few months later, and you had like a brand new queen. And that queen is the most comfortable bed ever.
It's the most comfortable bed in the house. It's in the guest room.
Yes.
No one even goes in there to sleep unless someone's visiting or unless Ashlyn, my other niece, Annika's sister, is here spending the night babysitting Ezra. No one else.
No joke, when I sleep in there, I'm like, she loves me.
Well,
Like,
I do love you, of
no,
course.
but like, clearly, like, you really love me to let me sleep in that bed when I stay with.
So I listen because I want people to want to come visit me. So when people have a suggestion, like you were like, what's going on with these pillows in here? And I was like, oh, when Annika moved out, she took all like the fluffy pillows. And you were like, Kimmy, these are pancakes. I don't know if I'm coming or going, but I might be going to Motel 6 because this is bullshit.
I kind of need to put two of these in one pillowcase and put the two of the double pillows together just to get some rest.
Right. And I was like, I'm so sorry. So the next day we went out shopping and I bought four brand new pillows for that bed. I was like, no.
Making me sound really bad where I'm like, Kimmy, I am not staying with you. I
No,
can't live
no.
with these conditions.
Yeah, that's you. You're a bougie bitch like that, but then you accuse me of living in a mansion. But you're over here, fucking Princess and the Pea style. Talking some shit to me on a brand new mattress, like, oh, these pillows on my neck. I'm just
I mean,
kidding.
again, to be fair, my house is 399 square feet, so
To be fair, yeah, it is. And you somehow still fit your king bed upstairs.
I still fit it up there.
Yeah, girl, get it. Now, what you have to do is once your parents' tiny home is built, and you're living in your tiny home by yourself, is get the same mattress for the queen bed in the downstairs bedroom that I have, and then you'll sleep like that every night.
I know you need to send me.
Linkage. I will get Zeb is the one who purchased the mattress, but he got it on the Zaan.
Oh man, that's where I got the mattress I have. In fact, mattress that my parents have that they'll probably be leaving behind is my exact same mattress, only it doesn't have the same topper on it.
Yeah, listen, don't we all get everything from the Zaan?
Yeah.
Not for nothing, but like,
Jeffrey Bezos.
right? Jeffrey Bezos. He's the Amer he's America's daddy. He has created a system wherein we rely heavily on him to give us instant gratification through purchases.
Yep, all mine.
Good. Good job, Jeff Bezos.
Yeah. Hey, if you listen, write this. I'll be quiet for a minute. Ready? Listen. Can you hear that?
No.
Oh, okay.
What was it?
It's raining. I just didn't know if you could hear.
Oh,
Now,
no, I couldn't.
because earlier you asked me if it was raining. Now it's raining.
And now you're going to have to walk from your home office back into your tiny home.
And I'll be all wet.
Yeah,
There's like
see?
5 drops on me because
This.
it's like maybe 10 feet from my car.
Yeah, but you know what? You're still going to track all that mud in from that new dirt.
Well, that's why when I go inside, I take my shoes off.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do.
Because
It's the right thing.
I don't have carpet.
Right.
I mean, I have a rug upstairs, but I don't have carpet anywhere. And there's something you learn when you don't have carpet is how much dirt and yuck you get in your house. Like, I have to do it every couple days, or it's like a disaster area.
Yeah. I know, I'm telling you, for people who have a bit of a bigger house than Jessica, I highly recommend the little robot vacuum. It doesn't
Yeah.
get everything, obviously, because it's kind of just bouncing around, hits a wall, ricochets off, goes another direction or whatever. But for the most part, it helps me keep the first floor pretty clean until the weekend when I can get in there with the regular vacuum.
Yeah.
Then again, that Bissell spin mop thing, amazing. Amazing. Just I plug it in and it carries me. It like pulls me along with it and it just cleans the floor, polishes it right up.
Nice.
Easy peasy. I know, it's so nice. I actually really need to do it because I did it right before you guys came over. It's been about two before you came over and Kitty came to visit. It's been like 2 weeks to get down there and do it. But I also have like a gigantic science project due, and it's like the last week of term. And then my new term starts on Monday. Macroeconomics.
Are you
Woo!
one class?
Yeah, I went down from full time to part time because it's just too much.
Yeah.
Well,
Well.
I convince myself that I have all this time to do things and that I can do it. If I really put my mind to it, I can do it. And it's just not like that.
I mean, you can. It's just
Something else
a lot
fails when
harder,
I,
I think.
yeah, it is. Something else always fails. Like, I told Zeb that this is what I wanted to do. I was like, listen, if we're not going to have another child, which is, kind of which was the deciding factor for me going back to school, then I want to get my degree, And I think it's time that I finally do it. And he went and did it. I worked really hard so that he could, get his college out of the way. And now I want to do that. And he's like, yeah, I fully support you in whatever you want to do. At the same time, I started taking French lessons with a tutor. That was the first thing to go, was the French lessons online with the tutor. I was like, I'll get Duolingo on my phone
Yeah.
and try to remember and reinforce some of the French, because like none of it sticks at all. I can understand it, but I can't speak it. Like my pronunciations aren't that great, and just it's no bueno, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just reinforcing my Spanish. So yeah, that was the first thing I dropped, and then I'm just working so much, and then I've got all these, I've got my own school. I've got Ezra's at the private school, so he has a uniform, and I press that every weekend, so I have to make sure all the laundry's done and that his uniform's pressed. And Zeb doesn't know how to use the iron. I asked him. I said, "Have you ever pressed anything?" And he was like, "Like bench press, you mean? Like in the gym?" And I was like, "No, beefcake. Have you ever used the iron?" And he was like, "Oh no, I don't even know how that thing works." I was like, "That's funny. Okay, so I'm out here pressing creases into our kid's uniform every weekend, and I do all the uniform clothes. I go all at once. Like I line them up and I press the shirts. I get a crease up the back and I get a crease down each of the arms, and I pull them fresh out of the dryer so they're relatively wrinkle free. All I have to do is just make sure they get hung up. And then the pants, I put a crease down the front and a crease down the back. I'm not out here trying to mess around and get every wrinkle, but I'm at least trying to pop a crease in this stuff, you know? And even that chore, like once after I do the white load, I don't press his undershirts anymore because I realized that was too time consuming. So I just hang those up, and plus they're his undershirts. No one sees them, so it's fine. But for the white load polos, it takes me about a half hour to do all of the white load polos. And then after I do the dark load, with the polos, the required sweaters that he has to wear on Tuesdays for mass, and then all of his pants are navy blue, it takes like an hour. So it takes a long time, like an hour and a half of my time on Saturday or Sunday just to press this little kid's clothes.
Well, I mean, to be fair, you could be doing it while we're doing the cast.
I want to believe I could multitask like that, Jessica. I just don't think it's going to happen.
I'm just teasing.
I know. Well, you could come over and do it while we're doing the cast.
Okay.
If you want to just come help me with the chores, I mean, the bathroom needs to be cleaned. By bathroom, I mean bathrooms, all three of
I
them.
was gonna say all three of them. I have
Shut up.
one.
Shut up. I've got two foals and I've got a powder room.
And arguably, it could be the biggest room in the house. I don't know.
Your bathroom, you think, is the biggest room?
Well, the queen bed only fits one direction in the bedroom, and the way that my parents have it, so that they can both get off the bed on either side, the door won't close.
Gosh. It's time to put a barn door up.
I was like, well, once you guys move out, that's going up against the wall both directions, so the door is functional.
My gosh.
You could get there.
I'd rather have a door that closes than have to be the one who rolls from away from the wall all the way to the edge of the bed.
Yeah, or scoot down to the bottom.
Yeah, something.
Yeah, I
You know
agree.
why you know why I think it's that way? Because your mom has to make the bed every day. I honestly feel like that's what it is. She needs that bed to be made every day.
Yeah. Also, they're getting older, so to be able to get up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom or whatever, they have to be able to get around the bed.
Mean, I don't appreciate you using that as the example because I wake up every single night at 2 o'clock roughly to pee. So
Really?
thank you. Yes, I do. I go pee pee every night at I pretty much wake up like clockwork somewhere between midnight and 2.
Wow.
I have to go potty. I have to. It's because right before bed I take all my nighttime pills and then I lay down.
Yeah, so I was just going to tell you a story. The other night, I was taking I was taking a pill and it got caught in like my esophagus, you know? Like
Yeah.
where it
Oh,
went down,
scary.
go all the way down and you can still feel it. You're like wiggling around like, "Come on." So I
Yeah.
chugging water and I'm like it's not moving. And then at one point it was almost like the coating of it had disintegrated and the powder was left in there.
Oh, gosh.
And so then it was like kind of burning and I'm like, "Oh, I really need to get rid of this." So it's like then I would chug some more water to try to
Yeah.
flush. And then it's kind of like when you put gravy packets into water, it creates the little bubbles and then you stir it and then when you stop stirring the bubbles, the powder kind of falls apart again and creates more.
Right.
What it felt like it was just taking a little bit away and leaving some behind. And I was like, I've got to get. So I finally got rid of it, but I had like pounded this water. And
Yeah.
then at like 1:15 in the morning, I wake up like, oh my gosh, I have to go now. And I have to try to maneuver down these stairs that should be listed more like a ladder.
Yeah.
And it's dark. And I'm halfway asleep. Talk about a nightmare. I think
Yeah.
there should be a mini bathroom up there.
Just like a little lady go potty situation. We'll get you one of those little, there's like the she's gotta go or you go girl, the travel pee pee thing, so you can like put it and then you can just it, you go potty and you put it over like I don't know, like a bottle or something. We'll get you a you go girl for those midnight runs.
Okay, we'll see.
Listen, here's the deal. I'm just going to be completely honest with you. It's because I drink so much water before bedtime, but also when I waited tables, if I would drink fluids my entire shift, I would drink water and Diet Coke. I know that's terrible, but I drank a lot of Diet Coke when I waited tables because it was again from the fountain and right there. And that was like me and three other girls, we all had this thing where we always had a huge cup of Diet Coke with like fresh squeezed limes. And that was just our jam. That's what we would have, or lemons, you know. But I would drink that my whole shift. And I would maybe go potty at the end of my shift. Most of the time, I would wait until I got home. And then once I started working in an office, every time I stood up, I'd be like, well, I guess I could go to the bathroom. Like, okay, like I'll just go. And I think I have untrained my bladder to like hold it. Not that you're supposed to hold it, but just like now my body's like, oh, you had a drink of water, better go potty. It's bananas. The
Welcome
whole,
to the over 30 club.
yeah, this is what life is like at almost 36 years old.
It's like when you were younger and you like didn't want to break the seal when you started drinking.
Right.
And so you were like, nope, I'm gonna hold it. Nope, I'm gonna hold it. Nope, I'm gonna hold it. Now it's like you have one drink and you're like, okay, where's the restroom here?
Yes, exact. Excuse me. Where's the ladies? Ladies. I need to know the washroom, the powder room, the ladies' room, the bathroom, the loo, the can.
Whatever you call it.
Somebody flag down that waitress. I gotta know where the pee-pee is.
If it's a men's room, I'll do it if I have to.
I will. Sometimes cleaner than the ladies' room, to be honest.
Sometimes.
Men don't even know how gross we are. We're so gross. Get out of here. We're so disgusting sometimes.
Don't
You don't know.
tell them.
I know, but here's the thing, Jessica. They're probably not listening. There's maybe 10 men in this audience.
Maybe.
And I'm gonna go ahead out on a limb and just say they have a lady. So
Yeah.
they know.
Yeah, you're probably right.
They've had to share a bathroom with a woman.
Yeah.
Any man who's listening to this right now has had to share a bathroom with a woman and already knows how gross we are. Just shit laying everywhere. I left five hair straighteners out because I couldn't decide which one was making my hair look the shiniest.
Oh
You
man.
know.
Oh man, Kimmy, I am not that. You know, on when Harry met Sally, when he talks about the different types of women.
Yes.
Yeah, you're the worst.
I know I am.
You're high maintenance and you think you're low maintenance.
It's true. It's very, very true.
I'm just low maintenance.
Yeah, good for you.
Like
Braggity brag.
I can get ready. Like if I have to shower, I can be ready to walk out a door within 25 to 30 minutes, just
Oh,
shower,
I know.
clothes, hair, boom, out the door.
Because you were like, let me just shower really quick before we gotta go. And I was like, well, Jess, like, okay, is it gonna take you long? And you're like, no, I'll be done really quickly. And you were, to your credit, very quickly done.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, well, let me just go upstairs really quick. I didn't even shower. All I did was like my hair and my makeup, and it took me longer than you doing like the
I know
full everything.
I timed it to see how much longer it took.
What do you see? You did or we should have?
We should have timed
Oh. No, thank you.
it. No, I can, And I do put everything away, like I like it out of sight, you know?
Yeah.
And so we have a problem because the bathroom's really small and there's three of us. And we had nowhere to put anything. And I was like, we were all like, we cannot live like this. This is a nightmare. And so my dad went and bought these. They're like little drawers. And he put them under the sink. And that way we could stack the stuff on top of them that would normally be under there. But then there was also drawers because we have no drawers in there
Right.
for each person to have somewhere to put things. And then I use like the medicine cabinet thing.
Yeah. Well,
So,
that's nice.
yeah.
I have so much storage space, I still just leave shit laying around on the counter.
I know.
And Zeb's like, babe. And I'm like, shut up. I mean, obviously, I don't tell him to shut up. I think it.
Yeah.
But I don't say it because I love him.
I know.
I literally, I he's like, babe, look at the, and I'm like, babe, I know. I know.
No, I know.
I am aware of my savagery.
I know.
I understand.
No.
Oh, just mess on mess on mess. You know me. Right, well, this has been fun.
Also, I just wanted to bring to, I mean, I'd say your attention, but I think you've already figured it out.
I was going to say, is this a recommendation or a suggest? Oh, God. That's cute. Keep that in for posterity.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna say to our loyal listeners, I know we've kind of changed some things up this season, but it is working out nicer to have the episodes come out on Fridays. And so
Preach.
that's gonna be our new day to put out the new episodes. And so
Yes.
if you enjoyed listening to it on Monday on your way to work, then just save it for Monday. You'll get it a couple days early. And if you like to listen to it on the weekends, then it's right there ready for you for the weekend.
Yep.
But Friday's the new day.
Friday is the new Monday.
Yeah.
So thank you, and thanks for sticking with us. Because it's wonderful that we have listeners, and we're very grateful that you guys have stuck it out. We're three seasons deep. I don't know how that happened.
I don't know.
We're just doing it. We're winging it.
Yeah, we don't know what we're doing.
It's probably because each season is only 15 episodes.
You think about that? That's a lot. Think about how many we've done.
I know, and we've only ever taken like a couple weeks off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're trying, you guys. We really are working hard.
Yeah. I mean,
So,
by next year, we'll be to like season 20.
yeah, listen, season 85. New hip, new me. Oh, man. Well,
Thanks for sticking it out with me.
yeah, thanks for sticking it out with me. I'm grateful that you're my co-host.
Oh, I'm grateful you're my co-host.
Nah, you'd do it with anybody.
I mean, I could. I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
I couldn't.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Ba-dum-tsh.
All
All right, man.
right. Well, go press some pants and some shirts, you know?
Yeah. Get that science project done.
Yeah, go do something.
My
Gosh.
gosh, yeah, you too. Jeez. Pot kettle.
All right. Well, I guess till next week.
Till next week.
I love you.
I love you huge. Bye.